Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
That's where you're at. It is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. The time now is exactly 18 minutes, just after 1 on 657 AM. And yes, on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. And I just gave you the sounds of Michael David. The title of the song is How Great. And yeah, how great is our God. He is just an awesome, awesome Father. He's just amazing. And we are so, I feel like I'm honored all the time to belong to such a family full of love. And you know that you're never alone. As he said in his word, that he will be with us even until the end of the age. He does exactly that. Faithful even until the end of the age. And I think family saw Vusi going into the other side. Now he's standing behind me. Vusi, no, Vusi, don't go. Please don't go. Remember that word, Vusi. Yeah, don't go. Vusi makes us sound and look good. He's our sound engineer for today. And I am not alone in the studio. I am joined by the University of Pretoria Youth Choir Trio. And I have Usis Nantlantla, who's their coach, who's supporting them. I have Riba. I have Neo. I have Buse in the studio with me. Buse, I think Neo says they can't hear me on the other side. Are you able to hear me now? Oh, listen to the yes. Oh, can you say it like singing? Yeah. Oh, yeah, Bo. Oh, how are you guys?
You?
I'm doing very well. Sis Nhlanhla?
I'm very, very good.
Uh-huh.
How are you?
And Nhlanhla says, I'm not talking. I'm not talking today.
Can I just not talk?
No.
I just
want to
sing.
Oh, my. You came to sing.
Yes.
That's what you're here for. Yes. But and also what? To give them support?
Moral support and just sing.
Uh-huh. But these are your babies, right?
You know what, Ne? We just want to sing.
Let me greet Neo Lekhori. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Daddy's daughter.
Yeah.
And that is Pastor Ray's last born. How are you, girl?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good.
I'm excited to be
dude,
here.
Dude, can you believe we say in university and your name is there?
Oh, yes. I know. It's crazy and it's nice. You know, I haven't been here in a while.
Yeah. Yeah, the last time I saw you wearing a green uniform.
Yes, reading a primary school. Yeah.
And now you're coming and we're saying, you, Neo University.
Yes.
How, oh, my. And how does it feel for you to be in varsity?
Well, I'm going there next year. It's
only okay.
Next year, but still, like, I mean, matric is still, like, it gives you a taste of what it's going to be like. You know?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Work-wise, overwhelming, but uh-huh. I'm actually excited. Like, I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think family on Facebook can also see.
Yeah.
But now, I don't understand the word University of Pretoria Youth Choir, Reba.
So, the University of Pretoria Youth Choir is a choir that I started in 2023,
uh-huh.
And then they joined me.
Okay.
And it's basically, it has schools from the greater Tswana area, so it's affiliated with different high schools
uh-huh.
from the ages 14 to 19.
And it's what? Just,
yeah.
Okay, come back again, come back. You said what?
The University of Pretoria Youth Choir has people that are from the ages from 14 to 19, and it's people from like the Tswane greater area in high school.
All right. But now, why university? Why the...
Oh, because it's under the
it's
university.
Affiliated, yeah.
It's affiliated.
So it's under the uh-huh. University of Pretoria.
So why did you start this group, River?
Basically, we started this way before we wanted to fundraise because we love singing together and whatnot. So Sky is the one that took the initiative to like get us going. I was like, guys, we have good voices.
Okay, who's Sky?
Oh, Nell.
Nell.
She had this whole idea of like a big band. So we started off with a band. We had drums and what. It was very fun. And
guys,
all love singing. We just said, yeah, let's do it. So from there on, we just carried on singing, and now it's just sort of like a cappella thing that we're doing, and also like obviously backing vocals, backing tracks also. So now we're just singing for the vibes, but it's also a good way to also fundraise the tour.
All right. Busa, tell me about the tour that Riva's talking about.
Okay, so in December the 3rd, we are leaving as the University of Pretoria Youth Choir. We are going to Germany for a Europe tour, and we will be participating in a festival with different choirs all over the world. And we're the only youth choir from South Africa representing. So we're very excited about it. This tour is a great opportunity for us to just share the culture and the colorfulness of South Africa and to let others know about the talent that we have this side. And yeah, so we'll be gone for 2 weeks, and this is basically why we started this fundraising, so that we can carry the voices of UP and South Africa to show them that we're part of something that's bigger than all of us.
Guys, your confidence says you've already won the competition.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so tell me about the group itself. What are the values there? I'm looking at the kind of music that you gave me today. Mkhulumsebenzi, for example, Hallelujah. And so I'm wondering how these little girls decided to sing Hallelujah when they could be singing Amapiano or something. You know? Or maybe the Amapiano is in the gospel. Mhlambe, I'm going to be surprised. But tell me about the values of the group as well.
Okay, so with this, I'm speaking for us now, just us as a trio.
Yeah.
You know, at the forefront of everything, you know, God is always there. God is number one.
Yeah.
And honestly, we wouldn't be where we are today without God and without our parents. So what a better way to spread our music and our voices through the words of God, you know, praises to God. So yeah, it's just important for us to always recognize that he's number one to us. Never forget him, you know. Also, when it comes to the song choices that we sent through today and the others that we're going to perform.
Oh, you're going to perform more than the ones you gave me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Yeah,
but a cappella style. Okay. Yeah. But when it comes to the music, you know, it's just to show that also you find also the youth, a lot of youth today is not really as connected to God. So we want to spread our talent by spreading the word of God and using the talent that he gave us to spread that to the youth, to the world. And when we leave and go overseas, spread that overseas as well. So, yeah, hence a sort of backstory.
Do we have some songs in Dutch? Because you need to be ready for Germany.
I know in Germany we'll be singing.
Mar in Afrikaans, maybe.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, Wolfsburg.
Yeah.
We have that song.
And I see Pastor Clement T.C. Chauke is tuning in. Muruti, say something, because these are young people, and I know you are so fond of young people. You yourself are a student at UP. So, yeah, talk to us some more. Don't just tune in. How? Oh, he just said, proud to be Tux alumni.
Yeah.
So are you girls sitting yourself at UP next year?
Yes.
Or any? Oh, okay. Yes. Why, yeah? Why UP?
Why UP?
Yeah.
Well, it's where I got accepted, so.
Oh!
And then also, I mean, yeah, it's close to home. It's 10 minutes away from home.
Uh-huh.
You know, just to get on my feet before I leave and say, yeah, I'm going overseas, UCT.
Then
get used to the varsity life first.
Uh-huh.
And also, I mean, everything I want to do is there. Like, the UP Camerata, one of the best choirs in the world, is there. So, yeah, I just, that's the place where I want to. And the law program as well, they're top notch.
Reba?
Same reason as her. The only reason I applied, not only reason, but it was the thing that pushed me to apply to UP was the Camerata. And I've always like looked
what
up to
them. What is
that? It's a choir that is in the
university. It's the main, so we're the UP Youth Choir.
Uh-huh.
And then UP Camerata is the main choir okay. of the university.
Okay, yeah. okay. Yeah. And Puse?
Besides being in the choir, I mean, I do really want to be in the choir. It's like, it is, as Sky said, as Neo said, it is the best choir in the world.
No, now we know she's Sky, so you can just relax, she's Sky. Yeah.
It is the best choir in the world. So besides that, the school is so beautiful. Like, I don't, it's something about the architecture and yeah. the vibe mm-hmm. you just get. Like, it's this, it's refreshing.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, you know, so... The environment is really, really beautiful. So it's really a school that I want to be in, as well as the law program. They have a really good law program. So I think, yeah.
Ariba, you're also into law?
No.
You're the only one who's not in law. Yeah. So the two, law and you?
I want to study social work.
Oh, okay. So you care more about God's people. But you all are. It's just on different levels.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I hope none of you will do criminal law.
No.
Puse said she wanted to
know. Not anymore. Not anymore.
No.
Okay, so which first song are you going to give us?
First, we'll be starting off with Unkulum Sebenzi.
Okay.
By Kayam Tetwa.
Oh, is it by Kayam? Why this one?
Why this one?
Mm.
You know, for a long time, I also, you know, God wasn't in my center anymore. He moved away from my center. My being, so you know, and it says you know, you don't see everything that he's doing, but he's doing everything around you. You think that, you know, God has forsaken you or whatnot, but then you see the work that he's doing, the grand work that he's doing, because he has a greater plan for you. Hence the song for me, though. But,
yeah. And anyone wants to add on that or say share their own side?
I think Unkulum Sebenzi is a sort of wake up call to realize that you should. My dad always told me when I was growing up that you should be thankful for every single thing you have, whether it be big or small, like the food on your table, the clothes on your back. Yeah. So even like at school, the things you achieve at school, you passed or whatnot, you should just be grateful that God is doing work in your life, even if you don't see it, as Neil mentioned, even if you don't see it, that he's always there,
he is at work,
and he's working on your life, and he's working on you.
Mm.
So I think it's always a good reminder to be grateful of what God has given you.
Over to you, girls.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Heart to Heart.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
And the time now is exactly 24 minutes, just before two. I wanted the girls to prepare themselves, Vus. Thank you. They were still caucusing. I'm like, let them caucus. You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You are on 657 AM. Do remember to tune in onto our online radio stations, Radio Pulpit 657 AM, online, Radio Council Hartlank, Radio Pulpit Jigelele, and I Am Youth Web Radio. We are alive and kicking right there. And at this current moment in time, I'm so excited. I am with Nhlanhla Reba and Neo and Buse. They are the University of Pretoria Youth Choir Trio, and they just gave us awesome sounds there. Guys, that was awesome. That was beautiful. The harmony. The harmony. For how long have you been singing together?
Yo, we've been singing together.
Listen to the yo.
2 years together.
Three years. So where were you singing? In church? At school? Where?
Yeah, mainly at school.
Wait. Not together?
No. We only became a group. What is it? 2023.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we only became a group.
So, what were you singing in schools? Because I'm just wondering if you would sing that song at school. I think it depends which school you're at. You might be unpopular.
Yeah, no.
Okay, tell me about that.
So at school, we actually... So we started singing together because we all do vocal training at school.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. So that's how we started. And then I was like, like Reba said in the beginning, how I started the little band thing going on. Because we have band members, like we have a drummer, bass guitarist, everything.
The works.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I was like, you know, Reba can sing. Busa can sing.
Yeah.
Let's start something together.
Yeah.
So we just started singing together at school. We'd sing pop songs, popular songs, you know, R&B, funk, everything like that. And then, so... Now, when we started this whole trio thing, started early this year to late last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it started. And, so we were just like, you know what? We like singing together. We're besties. We're besties at school. We're besties at choir. Might as well make music together. So, yeah.
But why weren't you a trio from the onset? Because you're besties?
I don't think we weren't as close.
We weren't as close.
We were just like, oh, we just know that this person can sing and whatnot. But we weren't, I wouldn't say we were as close as we became as the years passed.
Okay. So now singing the gospel part at school, how is it like? How do they receive you?
So the gospel we sing at school, I mean, the school we go to, it's parallel medium. So. Uh-huh. It's English and Afrikaans. Some students uh-huh. live in Afrikaans. So
you're well received.
When we sing English and Afrikaans,
Who wouldn't receive that? Who wouldn't love that? What you just did right
We're
now.
Just saying.
Even if it's yeah. Zulu.
Yeah.
Let the school give us a chance, please.
I think it's just a thing of understanding the lyrics.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it becomes difficult to pay attention when you don't understand.
Not with that. You pay attention whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
Because
you feel it, then.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes, you understand. Yeah. You know, music just comes unannounced and it doesn't introduce itself and say, hi, I'm music. Can I enter? What you just did right now. Okay, so what's the prize when you come back from Germany?
Oh, do we even... Okay. Number one. I'm not sure about monetary-wise. That's our choir conductor. She hasn't told us anything about that.
Uh-huh.
Whether there's money... involved.
Yeah.
But we know, number one, experience, you know, seeing the world outside, getting out of our bubble, you know.
Sure, you're looking forward to that.
Very much. Learning about different cultures, teaching people of, you know, South African culture, you know, and representing what South Africa means there is also a reward for us, you know, to show people what South Africa is about.
Okay.
So, yeah.
But now South Africa is about makgabe, you know. So if they would say Shayani Ndlamu, do you know what Ndlamu is?
Nope.
No.
Have you seen how the Zulus do that?
Yo, we're not even Zulu.
Like,
we can't do that.
So then the choir master says we will be wearing the South African. Yeah. So are you prepared for that?
Whatever comes our way, we have to tackle it.
Yeah, I think you should start standing in front of your mirrors and do the Zulu dance.
Yes.
Or the Tswana dance. What is the next song that you're going to give us?
We will be performing Bless the Lord.
Yes. What is tell us about that song?
In this case, you bless the Lord in every single situation, whether you're going through hardships or you're having the time of your life. I mean, it's a reminder to give praise to the Lord, to always recognize Him.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's the message behind this one.
Reba, can you put up with the two?
Yes.
I know she's not talking right now.
No, literally, I'm always the quiet one. As well. that's a lie. Watching them all the time.
That's a lie.
I prefer just
that's
being
such
my
a lie.
Life.
Oh,
Sky.
Is such a lie.
Sky is the one who is Sky.
Yeah.
She is Sky.
No, that is such a lie. Like, no.
Girls, give it away.
Okay. Thank you.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless His holy, holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His
Did I hear a first soprano somewhere?
Yes.
Is it you, Neuza? Oh, yes. Sky. Thank you, Vusi. Sky.
Yes.
Oh, I was just saying to Vusi, you remind me of Lauryn Hill. I'm looking at you guys. And I'm reminded of His Eyes on the Sparrow.
Yeah.
And, so how important, guys, is the support that you're getting from home?
I think it's extremely important because we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for their support as well. I think their support drives us to achieve our dreams and to believe and really in our voices and what we have and what we can do. So the support we have, whether it be our parents or our friends or whoever really, it's greatly appreciated because we believe that the more support we get, the bigger change we make. So, yeah, Neo, I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Puse Neo.
For me, the support I get really...
You're the one who brought in drums. You have to tell us the truth.
Hey, man. But yeah, no, the support that I get, you know, from home, from friends, from extended family as well, like, it really pushes me because there's so many days when I'm just like, you know, for example, starting with the UP Youth Choir. You know, I knew about it since grade 8, but I only joined last year. And also it's because, you know, I didn't have that confidence to sing out there yet. I was like thinking, oh, no, the University of Pretoria Youth Choir, are they even going to take me and whatnot? But yeah, it's people like my family and my friends who keep on pushing me, you know, keep on pushing me, helping me strive for more. And then that also translates into the tour now, you know, not only... also, when it comes to the fundraising, that's support as well, you know, and it's support that, like, shows that, wow, like, people really do want to see us, you know, succeed. And support from my family, my parents, Pastor Ray and my mom, Audrey, doing this for me, helping us get these interviews to help sing, help sing our music out there. Get us out there, you know, expose us to more as well. My friends here, I wouldn't be able to do it without them. Without, I know I'm getting there, without Sesin Tanta, like, my mom's busy pointing, I was talking about her now.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, gonna get to her now. Like, so without Sesin Tanta, like, honestly, we wouldn't be where we are today. We wouldn't be able to sing together and to blend our voices as much as we can today. Even now, during practice, you know, the way she encourages us, the smile that lights up on her face when we sing, it encourages us. It's like, oh, okay, you know, maybe we're actually singing well today, you know. Just and sing, and listening to her sing as well. You know, she has an amazing voice. I don't know why she's shying away now, but the voice that
she says it's about you guys.
Yeah,
she says no, today it's not about me, but it's about you.
The voice that she has also, it just encourages me to strive for more as well. So that's also support. That's our my friend's parents as well. That's my support system, and it's really, like, it's a strong system. It's my backbone. It's something I know I wouldn't be able to, you know, carry on without.
Remember?
Honestly, I feel like Sky and Pusa have said everything that I wanted to say. Because I don't have many words, but what I do feel that the support does for us is that it acts like a sort of anchor. Like, if they, if our parents' support would just vanish, per se, like, then we wouldn't necessarily be able to be here or to push to do more, because their presence and support sort of acts as like a anchor that we must, okay, this is what we're doing because we have them, and we're able to get to places like these and able to share our voices because of how strongly they show their presence and support, like, in our lives. So I feel like that for me is a big, big role that this family support is doing for us. It's just like making us be strong in what we have and just build on it more. And to also add on to the voice coach that we got, it's also a wonderful support system as well, because we're starting to, like, learn each other's voices more. And even though I know that sometimes I'm a problem, I'm like,
hi,
no, I don't want to do this, because I was thinking my voice sometimes was like, I'm tired.
Oh,
like,
my,
it's good that I have people like Osintlanta and my friends here that can just say, you know what, we're going to ignore her because she's going to sing anyways.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate that this support from my friends and my mm-hmm. family and the voice coach is just pushing me mm-hmm. to do more. And in that, it's making us stronger.
So they took you out of your shell.
Yes, definitely. 100%. And I'm very grateful for
and,
that.
And the support that you're talking about is right there in the studio with you, Rene?
Yes.
So who did you come with?
We came with...
I would like for them to actually, just walk towards the camera so we can see them, you
sure,
know,
come this side. If,
whilst you're talking.
Yeah. So
can I see the support okay, that, yeah. that you're talking
so
about? No,
the,
go to them. Go to
us,
them.
Yeah, the
you can
here.
Wait. Since Audrey just wants to shoot.
So this is Reba's mom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then my mom is Rashi yeah. over here.
Also my dad.
This is my mom.
Yes.
And then this is Dan. Oh, over here. So you can see the camera.
Pastor Suleimani.
Yes. This Pusa's dad.
Wow. Yeah. Can I have them closer to the mics? So, Muruti Suleimani, how are you? And if you can tell me the support. Muruti Suleimani, how are you, sir? If you can get closer to the microphone.
Oh, thank you very much.
How are you, sir?
I'm very well, thanks, and you?
I'm good. Guys, you're supporting your daughters here, and they are preparing themselves to go to Germany.
Yes.
And I see you all came to the studio. You're like, no, we're not going to be left behind.
Yeah.
So tell me about that. In this world, we are so afraid of our children
yes.
Going out and especially exploring in such a ministry as well.
Yes.
Why do you feel so free to let your children go like that?
Well, I think the only thing that gives us comfort is the fact that they are, number one, taken off the streets, and number two, also they get to exercise their God-given gifts.
Mm.
So what we need to do as parents is be as supportive as possible,
mm.
to be there for them as much as we can.
Mm.
Yes, that's why we are here, you know. I told my daughter this morning that I may not be, there's a possibility that I may not be here because of work.
Daddy, I'm so glad you came in. I saw you just coming in now.
Yes, yes. I'm a speedster.
I saw her spine.
Yes. I'm a speedster of note, so I don't know how many traffic tickets I picked up along the way coming.
Worth it. They are worth it.
Yes. I was flying like crazy. But I'm glad I'm here, yes.
Yeah, and those tickets are worth it, right?
Because
yes. For the first time we saw her smile when Daddy walked in.
Yeah.
Says Audrey, how important is your support? And did you know she's Sky?
Yes, I did. She told me from primary.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she said her friends thinks the name suits her. That's how it started. And, for me, I gave her meaning to that.
Mm.
I said, you know, sky is the limit.
Mm-hmm.
So it suits you because it goes with your personality, with your dreams and everything. So I support the name.
Mm. Yeah. But now the kind of ministry, this kind of ministry, sometimes it's hard to crack in and to maneuver in.
True.
How do you feel with your daughters in that?
Yeah. For me, I would be happy if it could be just a ministry. You know, I would not, I know I'm one of those parents, I would not encourage her just to do, you know.
To singing. Lie on it.
Yes. Mm. But I would like her to have a career, other career, you know, the second choice. And also, you know, singing be just an added, because it is a gift and she has to use it for the glory of the Lord.
Mm.
So we really, because of what we are doing here, we are encouraging her to sing. But, you know, as an added
like Dr. Doom.
Yeah, no, but she has to have another profession that can at least back up.
Uh-huh.
This gift, yes.
Uma, your daughter will be going to Germany. Are you ready for that?
Yes.
Mm.
Yes. Yes, I'm a very protective mother. I take my daughter everywhere. She can't even Uber. I don't allow that.
You are that taxi.
I am that taxi.
Yes, ma'am.
I will sleep at the gate.
Yes,
waiting
ma'am.
For the school to even the choir to finish.
Yes, ma'am.
I will wait there and make sure that she is safe with me.
Mm-hmm.
A very protective mother, but I am so excited. Mm. I want to see these girls go far because I can see the talent that God has given them.
Mm-hmm.
And they are doing well at school. They're doing well with their talent. So it's school first and then the talent.
Mm.
So that's my
I can
principle.
Sense that if her grades go down, you're like, no more singing.
I find.
No more singing, school first.
yes, she knows. Hey, I don't allow. When the grades go down, it really kills my heart because I'm working so
especially
hard.
Especially that they're in matric, right?
Yes, yes. They're not only in matric.
Mm-hmm.
They're in matric in a private school, very expensive.
Yeah.
And they're in the UPY school. UPY school choir, which is very expensive, and they are going to Europe, which is very expensive. So please, we're expecting them to just respect
to excel
and respect us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Will you be traveling with them or you?
No, we're not traveling with them. So that's why I'm saying we expect them to represent excel. Us.
Yeah. Yeah, to represent you very well. Yes. Thank you so much for being those parents. That we see. I'm going to give the girls a break and then we do the 2 o'clock news bulletin. And after the 2 o'clock news bulletin, they say goodbye to us. I'm going to play them one song that is loved by Pastor Ray Lekgodi.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love. On 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
And that is Jabulile Mavundla. I wait on him. You're listening to Radio Pulpit on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng. I'll be saying goodbye to you at 3 o'clock. I'm not alone. Vusi is still helping me with the controls, the site, making sure that we sound good. And I'm not alone in the studio. I have the University of Pretoria Youth Choir with me. Ba 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 ba. Oh, yeah. And let me tell you guys, Neo says she was praying every day and fasting. Because I'm going to meet this Gogo there. I don't know. And you were preparing Riba and she's so old, guys. Yo, I don't know the kind of questions she's going to ask.
Yeah, I don't know. I was preparing for anything.
Oh, my word. Roses Kosana says, tuning in and
hi,
proud. And she says, proud of you, my babies. Oh. Proud Mani.
Yeah, hi, Mani.
And Kiabe Tsui Silika says, Sbo, I cannot hear anything on my side. Batung, I just want to see River Sky and Puselets and wish them well.
Yeah,
may the Lord bless their
music. Thank you.
And she says, may the Lord bless their music and may they glorify him through their gifts. And yeah, they are so gifted.
Thank you so much.
Music? You could have chosen soccer. You could have chosen netball.
I love that.
You could have chosen hockey. You could have chosen hockey.
No.
So why music?
For me, like, I know it's going to sound very cliche, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
Bella music has been a part of my life, my yeah. entire life. Like, literally, even now, seeing how the studio changed compared to when I was a child, I was here every yeah. day. Yeah. You know, my dad never lets me forget that he was carrying that, you know, that baby carrier yes, around, yes. around the studio
yes,
and
yes.
whatnot. So it's always been music from number one. Yeah. Listening to music in his car, all types of music. And also he's produced so many gospel uh-huh. albums and uh-huh. whatnot. So uh-huh. for me, it's always been drilled into me, literally. It's a part of my life. I can't live without uh-huh. music.
I'm sure mom also remembers when she was still carrying you inside and there was gospel gold. It means you would hear tee, 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 wing, wing, wing.
I came out knowing those gospel golds. So I came out knowing those songs, yeah.
Reba, for you, my lovey.
For me, I chose music. Well, actually, I feel like
you, music it didn't
chose
you,
me.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Music chose me because yeah. I started singing, I think, since I was like six years old. I was already yeah. singing. And it was a shock to my family because in my close family, not extended family, uh-huh. but my close-knit family, no one can sing. So then I was like...
You are the it girl.
Yeah, the whole time. Even to this day, they're like, Reba, sing for us. Reba, you can sing. Yeah. I'm like, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So I feel like since I started singing so young, it's become a part of me. And it's become a thing. Yeah. I can sing. I'm that girl. Like, uh-huh. especially because I'm the only one in my close family. I'm like, yeah, listen to me. Ha, 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 ha. So besides that, though, uh-huh. I feel like I found a connection in music. It's yeah. a way for me to just be in my space, uh-huh. just imagine, like, whatever I'm singing, trust that I'm imagining. I'm not even here. I'm just like, I'm in my own
in
world.
Your own space.
And that's what I love yeah. about music. It's just like a getaway from everything. Yeah. Everything like school, like UPYC, even though it's so fun, but there's a lot of things that goes into singing and performing. We are tired all the time.
Sweating.
So it's like sweating on stage, dancing. I can't dance. I'm always like, so it's just like, yeah, now I'm
but
singing.
But you're giving
I'm
it your all.
Space.
I love that. Yeah. That's what I love about yes. you, because you're giving it your all.
Yes, yes, definitely.
Buse?
For me, music has always been my refuge. I don't know. I also started singing from a very young age, from uh-huh. five. I started with a Zahara song. I think
yeah.
my parents were the ones who realized that I can actually sing.
Oh, and I know so, which one.
Yeah. As a pendula.
I know.
So, I just grew up with music. My family as well, we're a very musical family. I'm not saying we can all sing, but we're all very musically inclined. My brother plays instruments, my dad as well as my mom. So I think it's always been part of my life. I've always grown up around music. I've always mm-hmm. been singing. My dad knows as well that he once said it to me that I can't live without music. And it's true. Like, I don't know what I'd do if music wasn't there. So for me, it's always been, if I'm feeling any type of way, listen to music. Or if there's a song I want to sing, I always make sure to put my all into it to tell a story through music, because mm-hmm. that's what it's been for me. Every all song right. that I've listened to has been not just lyrics and a melody. It's just a story to tell and a message that it conveys. So that's also what I try to do when I sing, and when I sing with Sky and Reba, we always try to convey a message through music and not just tell people about our voices, you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's what it's mm-hmm. been for me.
How do we support you guys with your trip to Germany?
So our vocal coach will let the people know.
Susan Landla on the spotlight.
Imagine. Hello everyone. My name is Nondlandla. I'm coaching the ladies, the girls. Mm-hmm. I call them ladies because they are shocking me every day.
Yeah.
You know, first time I met them, I was like, okay, guys, let's see how you sound. Mm. And then they went, hallelujah. Guys, I did not expect that.
Mm-hmm.
They were so good. They are so good. They inspire me to even do more.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to encourage everyone out there to support them whatever way you can.
Mm-hmm.
even if you want to buy them sneakers, to say, okay, guys, this is me supporting you, or maybe give them money, or maybe give them vouchers to say, okay, guys, since you're going to Germany, buy jackets because it's cold. Where are you going?
Who do we contact?
So for
such?
All that support, for the bookings as well, you can call me 076-704-2418. No problem. I'll repeat that three times.
Yes, slowly.
For any type of support, uh-huh. and also for bookings, because they can sing any music, uh-huh. from jazz to gospel. Uh-huh. So if you have maybe a small function or a big function, you invite them, they will come and just be the highlight of that function. 076-704-2418.
So there's another song that you're going to give us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
All right. Which one? Is it the Hallelujah that we know?
With a twist.
Yeah.
Okay.
With a little twist. All hopefully right. you like it.
No, we definitely will like it. Susan Tlantla, we'll come back and you give us the numbers again.
No problem.
But right now, over to you. Hallelujah.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Germany, anyone else, you better be listening. You better be listening. I hope Germany, anyone else is listening. Girls, that was amazing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Who plays your backing tracks? Who does that?
We get them off of YouTube.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Okay, Sibongile was not supposed to go there. Sibongile.
Yeah, no.
And I wish you all of God's best.
Thank you so much.
And I want to remind you that music is a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And this weapon was on our enemy's hand. Mm. And he's not celebrating anyone who has the gift, who has this weapon. Mm. So when you use it wisely.
Mm.
I loved the fact that you said it's all about sending out a message. You're not just singing just for the sake of singing, but you're sending out a message as well out there. You are ministering. And so may the Lord keep keeping you. And use that weapon to heal. Use that weapon to restore. May the Lord use your voices to restore. And I pray that you would be together for as long as the Lord or it pleases Him. And wish you all the best with your trip to Germany. And yes, my family, let us support our children. Let us get them there. They are representing us. Let's show our support in any way that we can. Susan Tlantla, Gwenja, how do we do it again?
All right, for offering, for support, and for bookings, you can call 076-704-2488.
Hi, Susan
Tlantla. Am I too fast?
Yeah! 076-704-2418. 2418. What are your closing statements to other young people like yourselves who are talented in any way? Reba, let me start with you.
Okay. I feel like anyone that feels like I have a talent but I'm scared, or even if you sing or whatever, draw, even let's put aside singing, but if you have a talent, I feel like you need to like hone that talent in any way, even if it's like singing or drawing every single day by yourself. I think it's important just to know that, yes, I'm acknowledging the talent that I have and I must continue with it. So that's what I say. Do it, do it, do it. Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Sky?
For me, my message to my peers out there, the youth, is, you know, it's okay to be off trend. You know, off trend meaning, you know, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of problems that we are facing right now. There's a lot of peer pressure, you know, pressure to succumb to drugs and alcohol to be deemed cool. So my message to the youth is to, number one, be yourselves. Be yourselves and walk in the light of God. And also, like Reba said, whatever you have, whatever talent you have, whatever you can give, give that to the Lord by all means. So that's from me. Yeah.
Buse?
For mine to the youth is to believe in yourself. I know, as guys said, there's a lot of peer pressure to succumb to, but if you're strong in your faith and if you believe in the Lord and if you believe that He's your driving force and He is your anchor, I believe that through Him you can do anything. And yeah, anything is possible if you believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's hear what Mom Mabel says.
Hi, Sister Sibongile. This is the lover here from Lichtenburg, Northwest. Yo, I am blessed. Blessed going in, blessed going out. Oh, you know what? I'm a teacher, and when I hear such young children doing this, yo, my cup overflow. They are awesome. We are praying for them and all of the best, and keep it up. God go before you and level every mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Have a lovely journey to Germany.
Thank you so much.
And she also wrote, thank you very much. I'm blessed beyond measure. God bless these young people.
Thank you so much.
Do remember, if you'd like to be of any support to the University of Pretoria Youth Choir, you can just send a WhatsApp or call 076-704-2418. Buse, you did say your last words, right?
I did, yes.
All right. Love you, girls. All of God's best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for gracing us in the studio, for ministering unto us. We love you so much.
Thank you so much.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.